Added security checks since the September 11th terrorist attacks have created a dramatic backlog in processing visas required for travel to the United States. Travel experts say partly because of that, the number of visitors from abroad is down 20%. Starting next month, more requirements could worsen the delays. Business and tourism leaders complain the economy stands to lose thousands of jobs and millions of dollars. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
For months after 9/11, the State Department was castigated for having issued visas to the hijackers. Politicians accused consular offices of acting too quickly with too few checks. No more. At a Capitol Hill hearing yesterday, one congressman after another complained that consular offices are too slow and inefficient with redundant checks. Representative Henry Waxman said his office is flooded with grievances, like one about a woman in Turkey who applied for her visa a year ago.
Just last week, we were told that the case is pending an FBI check. But when we checked with the FBI, we were told they have no record of ever receiving a security clearance request from the State Department. In other words, she's fallen into a big black hole.
The State Department's Janice Jacobs admitted the agency got off to a rocky start with new security reviews last year. One problem, there's still no electronic link to the FBI. Requests for security checks are made via telegram.
We are taking the steps that we can to try to expedite processing. I think once we have more electronic data sharing between the name check agencies, that a lot of these problems are going to be resolved.
But it seems that won't happen before the newest security measures are likely to make things even worse. Starting August 1st, consular offices around the world will be required to personally interview some 90% of visa applicants, a big jump from current practice, and they must do so with no additional resources. In a cable to consular offices, Secretary of State Colin Powell has said the department expects and accepts that this will cause backlogs for the indefinite future. John Marks of the Travel Industry Association says the impact will be severe if potential tourists live far from U.S. embassies or consulates.
It seems to me that they're going to have to make a trip just for the purpose of having the personal interview to make the ultimate trip to come to America. Now, if I'm one of those families in a very large country that has to go through that time and expense, I'm going to think very hard about that, and I very well may choose to go somewhere where it's just a little bit easier.
Many Europeans may make that decision for a different reason. They've long been exempt from obtaining U.S. visas, but starting in October, 4 years ahead of schedule, they'll have to have high-tech, machine-readable passports. Those who don't, and many don't, will have to join the long lines and apply for a visa. Congressman Chris Bell said the U.S. is entering the realm of unintended consequences. He said Middle Eastern countries are having so much trouble sending doctors and researchers to U.S. medical institutions, they're now asking those institutions to set up shop overseas.
I don't think it was ever the intent of officials in the United States to be sending business back to the Middle East.
Business groups want the newest security measures postponed. But congressmen asked government officials simply to try harder to find the so far elusive balance between security and efficiency. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.